Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Okay, so have you ever just felt like you're waiting for life to start and you don't know why and you don't know what it is that's holding you back? And maybe you feel that listlessness, that sense of, oh, come on, I'm here, I want to get on with things. And maybe you even have a sense of what it is you want to get on with. But for some reason, either the resources we need aren't flowing to us, or the opportunities that we're waiting for, they're not coming. The doors that we need to open to move through, they're not opening, or we're not flowing forward. And what's coming up a lot with the guys I'm working with at the moment, the people that we're doing sessions together, and no, it's really pressing at the moment, but I know there's never a time when this isn't relevant. And that is this sense of the one within us who is waiting. Of waiting, not having a reason, not having a logic to it, but being a state of existence and belonging to a part of us that is waiting for something, some condition to be right. And usually this part of us is unconscious, it's buried, it's not accessible, because most of the rest of us is going, well, I don't need to wait, I'm ready, come on, let's go. And yet, when it's not happening, there's something hidden in us that's in a vibratory state of waiting. Oh, when this happens, then I will. When I am more than I am in this moment, when I have more than I have in this moment, when I've done a bit more of what I've just got unconsciously along to-do list of things I think I need to have done, then I will, then I can, then I'll go, then I'll do, then I'll have, then it'll happen. And this state of waiting that's usually hidden, that's usually operating in the background of our lives, can be a real nuisance because it's there controlling things, but we can't see it. So what we can do is, rather than go on a treasure hunt for why am I doing this, what's the pattern I'm running this time, where did it come from, what do I need to see, what we can do is make a real strong intention, and we'll do it in a minute with a very short meditation, a real strong intention to be beyond the one within who is waiting, who is in a state of waiting. We don't need to look for that one, because if you're resonating with this at all, if you're feeling any of this right now, you've already found it. It's right here, right now, getting in the way of getting on with life. So, assuming that it is right here, right now, we can close our eyes for a moment. This really won't take long. And use our intention to direct our attention to the heart and center. Maybe notice the physical sensation happening in the center of the chest now. As we do this, one of the first physical sensations we can notice is the breath moving in the body. Let's be aware of that. Breath, two breaths. Three breaths. All that movement, isn't there? But let's sit in the still point in the center of the body, in the center of the chest. Sorry. And for a moment, allow that stillness to be spacious. Allow that silence to fold out all around us. Be aware, everyone, of the sensations happening in the whole body, just that they are, not what they are. And we can say, I choose to be beyond the one who is waiting right now. Then let go. Try and do anything. And continue to notice the sensation of breath in the body and the sensation in the body as a whole. I choose to be beyond the one who is waiting right now. Keep noticing the sensation of breath, the sensations in the body as a whole, not judging them, not trying to figure them out. And then one more time, I choose to be beyond the one who is waiting. If you want, you can imagine that you are falling in through the layers of yourself, beyond that vibration of waiting, into the still place of now. And you can say to yourself, if it feels right, I am here now. I am here now. I am here now. That's it. Be and breathe and feel and know the power of creating an intention like that when it's not just coming from the mind, but you're coming into place of presence, you're centering in yourself, you're dropping into the self beyond all your stories, you're dropping beyond all those layers of vibration, those overlays on top of our truth, into this still space, this silent space. And you're allowing the vibration of a clear intention to be the instruction you're giving to your reality, your blueprint, your templates. And if you want, you can take a moment just to notice the sensations in the heart, the breath, the body. Now, if after you've done this, you feel something a little fluttery in the chest, or you feel some vibrations, or you feel some movement of energy in the body, in the heart, or the mind is just going crazy with all of its. But what does this mean? And what am I going to do? And what if it's not true? And how do I make this happen? And that litany of the mind where it just doesn't let up. If any of that is happening, the tip. My suggestion would be just to give a moment and to treat anything present in our awareness right now, a thought, emotion, energy moving, physical sensation, and make it welcome. Treat it as a vibration, not a story. Let it move and let it be here. Imagine these are the bubbles rising up from where they're stuck in those layers of ourselves. My job is to love them and let them move. Whenever we make a really strong intention and we change the instructions operating in our reality, we're rewriting that genetic code. We are recoding the Akasha, our human blueprint. When we do that, things that are trapped within us, old attachments, old beliefs, expectations, memories and records of old experiences in us that caused those beliefs and expectations, they get vibrated against. They literally get triggered to move, to go through a transformation process. And sometimes those old beliefs and expectations, the memory records of the events that cause us to have them, they dissolve. They dissolve in the energy of the new instruction, the new intention. But sometimes they don't. Sometimes we have real strong attachments to them. Sometimes we need to be the loving, compassionate witness to the energy that we've caused to want to move and transform and renew. So if we have a lot of thoughts after making an intention like that, we then attach to those thoughts and we go into them and we get involved with the story, then that energy can't leave, the story can't renew. And we stay stuck. Well, I made a new intention, it hasn't worked, it's rubbish. Well, it's because we're staying stuck to the story. And the trick is, you make a new intention, the thoughts go bananas, and you let them, and you listen. And you become the loving, compassionate witness to all that thought activity. You don't get involved. That detaches us. That lets the old energy move, the old story change. It allows the rewrite in the cache of our DNA. Same with emotions. Same with physical sensations. A lot of our beliefs that are causing our reality to manifest the way it does come from events. Events that are memory records that are registered in the body, in the heart, in the multidimensional energy fields, the fields of consciousness we are. So a lot of the way our life manifests for us has roots that go real deep, real deep. And we just cannot always access those roots. We could talk about how some of those roots go into our ancestral lines. Some of them go into our spiritual ancestry. Some of them go through our other incarnations, other individuations we've been within the all that is. So often we have events acting upon us in the here and now moment that chronologically exist in the past or in another here and now moment. But because when they happened, the system didn't manage to finish processing them. It didn't manage to complete its responses. It didn't manage to finish having the full set of emotions or physical movements or thought realizations or energy movements that would have allowed us to let go of that event or allowed our ancestors to let go of that event. It gets carried through because that energy needs to complete its response in us one day. So these records of events, whether they're past events in our life or beyond, when they're influencing what can and can't happen, the instructions on how we're manifesting, which show up as our beliefs, our expectations, our desires, as well as our intentions, our demands, and our commands to reality. When those past events are controlling the present moment, then we can come into the present moment and we can open to, with a kind of neat set of intention and direction of attention, tools, we can bring our awareness to the original event. We can be in the present moment, and we can open to allow the unfinished responses to complete in us. Now, in order to do that, we need to be the loving, compassionate witness. We don't need to understand any of those semantics. What we really need to do is, when we're feeling something, when it's moving in the heart, when something rises up in our mind, when something rises up, to be felt, to make it welcome, to say, I love you, I'm here, I'm listening. Wow, yeah, of course you'd feel like this. Show me, what else is here now? And when we're in a process, say an intention setting process like the one we started with today, and things move in us, and we take that approach, we can be clearing and healing and transforming past lives, things from our ancestry, things from our own past, just by sitting and allowing the energy that rises to move, to be seen, heard, felt, and witnessed. So, back to being beyond the one who's waiting. We made a new intention. We may have let some of our old energies move and heal and transform. What we can do now, if we want, is drop back into the heart and center and present moment here now. Feel the sensations in the center of the chest. Open to acknowledge the sensations happening in the whole body, however strongly we notice that or not. Not naming them, not making stories out of them, just allowing them. I am here now. I'm ready. I am ready. I am ready. I open to what is for me now. That's it. And with that, we can get up and carry on with our days and let the energy that's moving in our bodies be what directs us in our doingness. Thank you for stopping in for that. It was nice just to dive in. I hope you got something from it. Bye for now.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Akash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.